taking advantage of your ignorance. This is why the book of Enoch was removed from the Bible. When they were comparing the Bible, there's a book called the Book of Enoch, or Enosh, which when the people were comparing, when they read it, it was too spiritual that they said no. Remember, people who are comparing the Bible were not born again. They said, remove it. And they removed it. Now, watch this. Watch this. The book of Enoch somehow talks of the things that happened before creation. But because it's not in the Bible, we can't quote it. The whole world will be like, what is he talking about? So we're going to quote what is in your Bible tonight. It's a spiritual authority.
Spiritual authority.
I want you to know God, and I want you to know who your enemy. I want you to know who you are dealing with. I'm telling you, if people are coming to rob your house and you don't know them, it's difficult for you to stop them. But if you know their name and their house number and their address, you know what to do in order to stop them. You arrest them. If you know tonight who you are dealing with, the enemy you are dealing with, you're going to stop him tonight. We have said, according to the Bible, all angels which had fallen, they were chained and cast away in hell. Waiting for what? Waiting for judgment. Great, great, great. Are we on the same page there? So who are demons? Okay, and I want you to understand that before this earth that we're living in, before this world, there was another world prior. Before this world. In that world, God had created a creation which is like this creation. And God, because of his anger, destroyed that world with water and darkness. That's where Moses starts from. So Moses didn't tell you what happened for darkness to be there. He just says, darkness covered the earth and there was water the whole earth. But he doesn't say what brought the darkness. He doesn't tell you how water was brought. But he acknowledges in verse 1 that in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. Now, how can you have the earth if there was only water? Because the earth is where you are standing right now. So he acknowledges the earth was created. Hello? But he starts, remember Moses, all what he wrote there was inspired. Whatever Moses was writing there, Abraham didn't tell him. Adam didn't tell him. But he starts his story from the point of, and I want you to understand that, where there was darkness, where there was water. But he's not telling you what happened. Before what? Before darkness and before the water. But when you go to Jeremiah, Jeremiah is revealing what happened. Now, in Jeremiah 4, verse 23. In Jeremiah 4, verse 23. Quickly. Jeremiah 4, verse 23. What's the Bible saying? 1, 2, 3, go read.
I beheld earth, and lo, it was without form.
Stop there. Go to Genesis 1, verse 1. 1, 3, go read.
In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth.
Verse 2. 1, 3, go.
And the earth was without form.
And
void.
And
darkness.
Wait. The earth was without form.
And void.
And
darkness.
Go back to Jeremiah 4, verse 23. Go back, Jeremiah 4, verse 23.
I beheld the earth, and lo, it was without form and void, and the heavens, and they had no light.
Can you see the similarities of that verse and Genesis 1 verse 2? And the earth was without form, void, and darkness. Now verse 24 reveals why. Verse 24 of Genesis, of Jeremiah. 1-3, go read.
I beheld the mountains, and lo, they trembled, and all the hills moved lightly.
Verse 25.
I beheld, and lo, there was no man, and all the birds of the heavens were fled.
Exactly. So Jeremiah is telling what happened. He's telling you how God angry he became. And moved the mountains. And made the earth to have no form. And filled the whole earth with water. And there was darkness. He says, and the mountains moved. And there was nothing. Then Moses comes and tells you from there. He says, and the earth was without form. But Jeremiah is telling you to say, actually, the mountains were moved. This was moved. This was moved. There was nothing. Lights of heaven were shut and there was darkness. So Moses comes in and he says, and God created the heavens and the earth. Then he says, and there was nothing. There was no form, nothing. And the Spirit of God was moving upon the water. And God said, let there be. And there was light. But he's not telling you what happened before. Hello? Now, some of my leaders here was explaining this to you before. In Genesis chapter 6, verse 1, then the Bible tells you of another type of people called the sons of God. And the question is, where are they coming from? The answer is, from the old world, which was destroyed by God by his anger. Now, go back there. In Genesis 6, verse 1. And it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, verse 2, that the sons of God saw. The sons of what? The sons of? Who are the sons of God? Now this one you must understand. Now we go back to pre-Adamic generation. Where before God created the heavens and earth, there was another generation that rebelled against him. But this generation was called the sons of God. They were made not physical human beings. They were created in the spirit without form. Now, I'm going to prove to you. I haven't even started yet to prove to you. They were spirits without what? They were spirits without form. So, because they rebelled against God, God got angry, destroyed the whole world. We come again in Genesis chapter 1, verse 27. We find out that God is creating a man again in a spirit form like the former generation. Now, Genesis 1, verse 27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. What chapter is that? What chapter of Genesis is that? Chapter 1. Now go to chapter 2, verse 7. Chapter 2, verse 7. Now you will find out something very confusing. Where did it go?
And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life.
Wait, what about chapter 1?
Created.
In chapter 1, verse 27, God created him already. Male and what?
Female.
In chapter 2, he comes on earth. He now forms. Hello? Yet in the spirit, man is already existing. Both male and female, but not in the physical. Then he comes in the physical, then he forms a man and breathes in what was created in the spirit. And he leaves a woman in the spirit alone. Then God says it's not good for him to stay alone. Then he brings what he made in the spirit, not from the ground. He forms from the lips. And then says what? And the woman was made, and God didn't breathe in the woman. You must understand that. He only breathed in a man, not in a woman. Hello? A man, when a man, a woman had already life. I told you, that's why women live longer than men. They were born with life. So if you look at that, man and a woman were already created in the image. So understand that. So God could create a man in the spirit. The reason why God said, let us make a man in our image, after our likeness, because the first man, the first creation, the first world which God destroyed, according to Jeremiah chapter 4, man was not in the what? Was not in the image of God. That's where God came now and formed man. Another simple question. Second question that you must answer. The Bible says that God threw the devil on earth. Was it when Adam was made or before Adam was made? Answer me.
Before.
Which before? Then you're going to find out that there was another world which was prior before the Adamic world. Are you there? Because according to the Bible, God made Adam. And there was a snake already. And Adam was deceived already. But which word was the devil? When was the devil cast on earth? Then you're going to find out of the pre-Adamic generation, which was there before Adam was created. Now, in this world, is where I wanted to show you right now, in a few minutes from now, I'll be finishing. And when I show you, and I'm going to show you where you stand, and how you can rule, and how you can manipulate the physical law using the spiritual law. Are you hearing me? How you can deal with issues of speed. What was supposed to happen in 10 years, you can achieve it in 2 months. Manipulating physical laws with the spiritual laws. Now, let me just show you a little bit. Let me show you. People work hard like elephants. And eat grass. A lion sleeps 20 hours. And works 4 hours and eats meat. An elephant works 24 hours, eventually eating grass. Sleeping 20 hours, a lion. The 4 hours a lion will work, there'll be meat on the table. Ask him, but you are working like an elephant or like a lion? Now, I want you to understand this. So the first world where the devil was cast was not this world, okay? I want you to understand that. God got angry according to Jeremiah chapter 4 and destroyed that world. There was already sons of God according to the Bible. Now, Job 1 verse 6, will make much sense.
Now, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came among them.
Wait. Now, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came among them. Wait. Did you hear that? Who are these sons of God? In Genesis chapter 6, sons of God came and slept with the sons of men. Who are these sons of God? I've told you, they rebelled before, God got angry, destroyed them. These, when the devil was cast, are the ones God was saying to them, woe unto you. The earth and what? And the sea. For the evil one is coming down to you. Now, answer me a question. Which earth was God addressing? Which earth was he addressing? Which sea was he addressing? So there was already a world with a sea and with the land. When the devil was being cast on earth, God said, woe unto you, earth and the sea, for the evil one has descended down to you. So there were already sons. These ones, when God destroyed the world, it's like when you are arrested. You have killed a person and you are a suspect. When they arrest you, they say you are a suspect. They say, every day you must be reporting to police. Hello? That's what is happening. When that world rebelled against God, God got angry, the devil and these sons, there is a day where they go and report to God. You are under arrest, you must report to police, to nearby police. So you go and report that you are still around. Now, on that verse, you see the devil is reporting. And the sons of God are also reporting. Now, you're not understanding that. Now, there was a day when, wait, give me King James Version. Right. Now, I want you to see that verse. Now, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord. And Satan came also among them. To do what? The devil which you are scared of. There is a day every week he goes to show up. To report that he's around. Did you hear that? They are so scared of the devil. The devil every week he goes to report, I'm around. He's under arrest. The sons of God which are there, those are the ones which you must understand that they are the demonic world. According to Genesis chapter 6, these came to sleep with the sons of men. When they did that, in chapter 7, God destroyed again the world with what? With water. Exactly what he did with the first world. When these ones are involved, God will destroy a person. To a level whereby man became so wicked when the sons of God came and invaded the sons of men. So these are human spirits without form. That's why God said, I will now make a man in my own form. To replenish. You can't replenish if there was nothing before. So God said, go and what? Subdue. And replenish the earth. It was there before. Now it's no longer there. So you are going to repress. You are a replacement. So this man also, the sons of men came and slept with the daughters of men. In chapter 6 of Genesis, the Bible speaks how then men became wicked. And God repented. Why did I make a man? The Bible says that in chapter 6, God repented. I was wrong to make a man. Because the sons of God, which the Bible just called them sons of God, because they were made by him. Though they are rebellious, but they were made by him. But do you hear that? They report to God because they respect what? Spiritual what? Authority. Now, in Job 1, verse 6, the Bible says what? The Bible says, now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came among them. Verse 7, what happened when he came? And the Lord said to Satan, from where do you come from? He must even report where he's coming from, what he was doing. He must answer all those questions. So Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro on the earth, and from walking back and forth on it. Verse 8. Then the Lord said to Satan, have you considered my servant Job? Wait. It's not the devil that went to God and said, I have seen Job. He is worshiping you because of this. It is actually God who said, since you have been moving around, have you seen my servant? I want you to reach a level where God can have that trust. When he meets the devil, have you considered my daughter? The devil had nothing to do with the job. It's God who said, where are you coming from? So I've been moving in the whole earth. The devil knows everybody. Then God said, have you seen the major one? Have you seen the job? And all right. So go to the verse. Have you considered my servant Job? That there's none like him on earth, a blameless and upright man, one who fears God and shuns evil. So Satan answered the Lord and said, does Job fear God for nothing? You must know that. The devil actually knows you're in church because you're looking for a breakthrough. He says, no. Job doesn't fear you for nothing. He fears you because of what you have given him. Imagine, Job knows even, the devil knows even Job. God is asking a random, the whole earth, God picks one name of a person, and the devil knows that person. So you must know you are known by the devil. He knows you're around. Give him the scripture. So Satan answered the Lord and said, does Job fear God for nothing? Verse 10. Have you not made a hedge around him? Which means the devil had gone to touch Job, but could not touch him because Job was what? Protected by a hedge. As I'm talking to you, Job didn't even know. Job didn't even know. You have no idea how many times the devil came to take your life and he could not, because you are under a hedge of protection. You have no idea how many times the devil came to take away your marriage, to take away your job, to take away your business, to take away your future, to take away your faith, only to find a hedge around you. Now, the Bible says, have you not made a hedge around him, around his household? Wait. There's a comma, okay? It's not only a hedge around him. A hedge around him, comma, because some of you have got a hedge of protection, but not your house. The devil can enter your house anytime. Touch your children, touch your finances, touch your money, but you, he can't touch. But Job, he was under the hedge. He's a household under the hedge. He says there, he says what? Have you not made a hedge around him, comma, around his household, comma, around all that he has on every side? Haven't you made a hedge around everything that he has? A problem with you is there's a hedge around you, but not your business. Tonight, wait. I said tonight. He won't come anymore and touch what you are doing. Now you know that he's not just a fallen angel, but he's a human without what? Form. That's why he possesses people in order to have what? A form. So a demon will possess a person because a demon is looking for a form. When you read chapter 6 of Genesis and chapter 7, you understand why a devil possesses people. The Bible says when he possessed the people, and the people became so wicked to a level whereby God repented, regretted for making a man because of the sons of God. These are the spirits that destroy the world. So God can destroy the whole world because of these sons. But you must understand, in chapter 7, the Bible says God destroyed the whole creation apart from Noah and his what? And his family. But everything that had nostrils was destroyed. But understand this, spirits have no nostrils. When God destroyed, Noah came down with his children. Was evil destroyed? No. Because God destroyed the whole creation. But the spirits still remained there. They continue to be wicked until this generation. That's where the first world was destroyed. But the spirits were not destroyed. That's why if you do something evil, God can destroy your body, but your spirit will remain waiting for judgment. I'm talking to somebody. Don't think this body of you is you. No, this is just a temple keeping your spirit. So your body may be destroyed, but what is inside will never be destroyed.